Hello, fellow history buffs. Welcome back to Hot Topic History. I am your host, Emma Heil, and if this is your first time, welcome to my podcast. I'm happy to have you. Now, if you've tuned in before, then you know, but for those of you who don't, each week I dive into a specific time period in history as well as an important idea that was pressing during that time. Now, guys, I am very excited about today's episode. If you didn't know, I am a huge nerd when it comes to United States history. I have no clue why. I'm sure it's spurred from my obsession with Hamilton in sixth grade. Going into my eighth grade history class, I felt like I was a genius, but I have no idea. As heartbreaking as many parts of United States history is, it is important to talk about our past in order to understand current issues, not only in our country, but in the world today. Today, I'm going to be discussing, in my opinion, one of the most fascinating times in history and in the world. We are going to be diving into American imperialism and positive and negative effects that came from it. So, I feel like I should start off by reminding you all what a key part of this conversation is and what it means. So, according to Vincent Ferraro in his study titled Theories of Imperialism, imperialism is simply a manifestation of the balance of power and is the process by which nations try to achieve a favorable change in the status quo. This basically means that imperialism is the process of taking control of a nation, taking over their government, and making it into a governing state of their own. One example of this is the English imperialistic empire in the late 1800s into the early 1900s. This empire completely dominated Western Africa and many parts of Asia. This empire held a large power over the Eastern Hemisphere. That's only a power that these imperialistic measures or an empire could hold. This empire could potentially lead to both positive and negative effects and have a very pressing force on this land, depending on what side you look at it. Okay, so how does this relate to the United States? Well, the United States began to invest in some of these imperialistic measures in the late 1800s. The United States not only held a great power in the world, but the government in the late 1800s looked at the United States in a very specific way. They had a belief that is referred to as American exceptionalism. Now, this is the idea centered around the superiority that the government viewed the United States had. Kind of similar to the Manifest Destiny, where we believe that the fate of the United States was to expand west, and that caused us to go all the way west and Oregon Trail, all that. This idea of American exceptionalism focuses on that idea that the United States is different from other countries, and they had a specific mission to spread liberty and democracy to the rest of the world. This did lead our country to start expanding to other nations. According to historian Donald W. Manning, although it was hard to pinpoint where American imperialism began, it could be argued that you could trace it back to the Louisiana Purchase. Although imperialism has not always been a part of our country, it was very pertinent in this time period. This imperialistic time period started in the late 1800s, but it went until just after World War II. This means that there was roughly a 50-year period where the United States was expanding, gaining control of many other territories throughout the world. In 1898, sorry, when the United States acquired Hawaii on July 12, according to the National Archives, Hawaii was considered just a territory before admitted into the United States as its 50th state. Gaining Hawaii then spurred a large period of imperialism. There was this new idea called maritime expansion. Although maritime expansion began when Spain conquered the Philippines, it was very important for the next 20 years for the whole world. Well, okay, look at it this way. Spain had control of Cuba. Cuba's not too far off the coast of Florida. This made it so the American government believed that Cuba made more sense to be in a United States territory rather than a Spanish territory. This eventually then started the Spanish-American War due to the fact that the United States now had their sights set on Cuba, but also had their sights on their Asian empire as well, mainly wanting to take over the Philippines, which also caused the Philippine-American War. The United States ended up winning and not only gained control of Cuba, but the U.S. was able to govern the islands of the Philippines, Guam, and Puerto Rico. These newly acquired territories and the government promoted the American ideals in regards to politics, economics, and social development. This information was collected from the Office of the Historian. This maritime expansion also led to an open door policy with China, meaning that there was a protection for equal privileges for all countries that were trading goods with China, since many of their goods were necessities. This then brings up the idea of an empire. According to Oxford Languages, an empire is an extension group of states, extensive group of states or countries under a single supreme authority. The United States was building an empire at this point in history. This is when the rest of the world began to see the United States as a threat. Not only did they control a large portion of North America, but now these imperialistic powers were crossing over to the Eastern Hemisphere, and it was beginning to show the power and the strength that the United States had to many of the Asian, European, and African countries. According to Jose Camarillas, by the year 1900, the world saw the United States as a large power with many commercial, political, and military interests, as well as with many territories under their control in the Pacific region. This was justified at the time. If you look at a map of the Pacific Ocean in the early 1900s, a lot of the islands across the ocean were under United States possession. To Eastern Asian countries, this was a large threat. One of the advantages that China and Japan had on the world was that they had access to the Pacific and access to these countries and these islands throughout the Pacific, and as well as getting protection from that ocean. Not only now were more and more territories becoming under United States control, but this gap that protected those nations was being threatened and closed, which was very, very apparent in World War I and II when China and Japan were fighting. One of the largest reasons that the world has a growing fear of the power the United States had at the beginning was because of the economic advantage that the United States was gaining. Whilst many Central American countries were being gained by the United States, the US built a canal through Panama in order to benefit their trade. This was otherwise known as the Panama Canal. It connects the Pacific to the Atlantic Ocean. This was miraculous for not only the United States, but for all of North and South America. This made it so that someone could travel to the other ocean without having to go all the way around the southern tip of South America. This was very, very, very helpful, and it made transport a lot easier, but it did economically impact the United States in a very positive way. There were not only economic benefits in the US, but there were also benefits with the territories that the United States had spread to. The United States was very advanced for their time period. Since the United States was growing stronger and gaining more resources, the country was able to take large steps in the right direction. In regards to technology and innovations, the United States had many advantages. Things like the battery, the telephone, the light bulb were becoming introduced into American society, and these advancements were helping the United States to become a stronger nation. Because of these economic advancements the US was receiving during this time, they were able to take these countries over and start gaining their resources in order to produce more and more resources. Having access to resources in countries such as Cuba allowed for the United States to be a lot stronger in comparison to other countries that do not have not only the extra land, but the extra resources. According to Arlette Huska, a scholarly writer recognized by the Coca-Cola Foundation, the United States brings technology, industries, government policies, and privileges American citizens possess to these territories. Also, the US has many military bases around the world, and in return, the US aids these territories with protection. I would like to start off this next part by saying that in no means was it acceptable to take these territories over when when the citizens who lived there were not able to protect themselves. Their cultures and their lives were affected and hurt by American imperialism, and this is not all a completely positive part of history. That being said, these lands and territories did gain something when the United States moved in. Having the power of a large nation such as the United States to support them was very beneficial. Places like Haiti and Cuba that had a weak government and was disorganized, and citizens were protesting and fighting, and there were weak job opportunities, they were able to make money now because jobs were being created. And they were protected by one of the strongest militaries in the world to this point. This really helped with the development of these countries, but it did come at a cost. Although there are positive effects for imperialism, there are also some great negative effects for America in the years coming. Many conflicts came out of imperialism, such as protests or acts of violence, either in acts of repression or revolt in order to regain control of these citizens' territories that were taken over. These conflicts continued to happen in territories imperialized by the United States, such as the Haitian protests that happened 2 and 3 years ago in 2019 and 2018, according to David O'Leary Garcia. American imperialism also creates a healthy dependence for the US for these countries. It is very difficult for these territories to function on their own once the United States is taken over because their government moves in and controls the government and their jobs are being created and they don't know how to function without that governing body. Even if they do eventually gain back control, such as in the Philippines, they have a really hard time adjusting back to being an independent state. These issues lead a lot of countries and territories to struggle economically for years after they are independent. It is very pressing that the United States help these states transition back to the independent societies that they were before they were imperialized. I know that was a lot of information, and I hope that some of it sat with you and resonated a lot. I do think that this is really important to talk about because there are a lot of positive effects, but we cannot be completely oblivious to the fact that these nations were hurt when they were imperialized. Imperialism in the United States created a lot of different effects, both positive and negative, but ultimately they made our country into what it is today. Although American imperialism participated in and caused many issues for our country, it has advanced the United States into becoming a strong national power that it is considered to be today. Thank you guys so much for listening. It is so nice to have you guys to talk to each week. I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week, and see you later.